Be'ez Hashem's book, we begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Dalam Sechel Teshuva, the laws of repentance in the Sefer Ma'ad, the book of knowledge, which we finish off in this paragraph discussing the primary concept about tshuva, which in this paragraph we actually talk about the things that actually hold back a person from doing tshuva. As Rami gives a lach off regarding the certain things that will not give the person the ability to do tshuva. There are 24 things that hold back the repentance. Four of them are very great sins. Whoever does any one of them, which is a very important word, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not give him the opportunity, does not provide for him to do repentance according to the greatness of his sin. And they are, Aleph number one, Hamachti Saram, someone causes the public to sin. And including the sin is a ma'akev esadabim las mitzvah. Someone holds back the public from performing a mitzvah. Base number two, v'matzes chavedim and derech tibul adav. Someone tilts, he moves his friend from the good path to the bad path. Could go in, for example, maces from a diach, which either he caused an individual to do avodah zarah or the public to do avodah zarah. Gimel number three, haroi benoi yitzel tar b'sra. Someone sees his son going out to a bad way, v'ein ma'akev yadeh, and doesn't protest against him. Hoyel b'nei b'shusah, since his son is in his domain, the ilu machabai, if he would have protested, how yaparish he would separate. But nimtzikemachtoy, it's like he's causing him to sin by not stopping him. B'chalalav and zeh, now including this sin, this kol she'ef shabi yodil machas b'chem, anyone who could protest regarding others, someone has a leadership or influential position, and that's bein yochid bein rabim, whether regarding an individual or regarding the public, but leimichin doesn't protest. Elyanichem b'chashleim, he leaves them in their stumbling. That is also someone who is included in this category of that aim of speaking yod lasa tshuva. Dala number four is vo'im. If someone says, echtav ashav, I'll sin and I'll repent. B'chalal said, the cool of this is vo'im. If someone says, echtav, I'll sin, v'yemek b'r mechap, and the David Tom will atone. These are four very big sins that they don't give an opportunity for the person to repent. Halacha bay is regarding things that lock the path of tshuva. U'mehem, now there are from them, chamish advarim, there are five things, hanoylim darchi tshuva, that when the person gets the awakening and he wants to repent, he finds that the gates of tshuva are closed in front of him. That hanoylim darchi tshuva b'fnei Hashem, that it locks the path of tshuva in front of those who do these five sins. Ve'lehem, and they are aleph number one, apeirish metziba. If someone separates from the community, why? L'fisha b'zman sheyasu tshuva, because when the community is going to repent, lo yimam, he's not going to be with them, because he's always separate. He's not going to merit with them, with the merits that they're doing. Base number two, someone disputes and disagrees with the words of the sages. Since his disagreements and his disputes caused him to distance from them, then he did achat tshuva, that he doesn't know the paths of tshuva. Gimel number three, someone that scorns the mitzvahs. Shekimish and his baz ba'inav, since they're degraded in his eyes, in the right of achrayin, it doesn't pursue them, but lo yoysin, it doesn't do them. V'im lo yasif, he's not going to do them, but my yiska, so what merits is he going to have? Dal number four, v'im avazor rabbeis, some of the greats as teachers. Shadav is a goyim le ledoch v'lotar, that this causes that they're going to push him away and to get him out. K'gechazi, like Gechazi was pushed away. Now, as much nitrid, when he's chased away, lo yim to malamid, he's not going to find a teacher, u'moyd le derech emes, anyone that should instruct him on the truthful path. And therefore, he's like locking the gates of tshuva in front of himself. Hey, number five, when someone hates the words of reproof, of rebuke, he's not leaving for himself a path of repentance. Because words of rebuke causes repentance. Because when a person is notified of his sins, and they shame him, he repents. Like it says the passage in the bottom. Zachir, remember, al tishkach, don't forget, that you angered Hashem. I mean, like, yeah, remember your sin. And so too, it says over there, mamon meyisim, you were rebellious. And it says over there, Hashem did not give you a heart. And it says over there, am novel lechacham, a degraded and not intelligent people. And v'chein yeshiyahu, ha'ichich es Yisrael v'amar, so too yeshiyahu, he rebuked the Jewish people. And he says, like it says in Sefer Yeshiyahu, hoi goy chayte, oh, whoa, it's sinful nation. And it says over there, yodah shirkenei, even the axe knows his owner. And it says over there, midaiti kikashata, yeah, I knew this, that you guys are hard. And v'chein tzivo hakel l'chich lechatam, so do God commanded him to rebuke the sinners. Shalom says over there, k'rob a'gorin, call out with your throat, ataksik, don't hold back. V'chein kol ha'nevim achich l'yisol, so do all the prophets rebuke the Jewish people, atchachaz b'tshuba, until they returned in repentance. Therefore, Tzarch Lahamed, one has to appoint B'chol B'chol Misol in every single community of the Jewish people, Chacham Godol V'zakin, a great sage and elder V'yidei Shemayim and Udov, who fears heaven from his youth, B'Avlehem and is beloved to them, She'imachiyach L'rabim, that he should rebuke the public U'machzir M'tshuva and bring them back in repentance. Now, B'zesh Asoynes T'chachas, this guy who hates rebuke, in the Bala Machich, he's not going to come to the one who rebukes. He's not going to listen to his words. There he's going to remain in his sins, because in his eyes, they're good. Halacha Gimel, regarding a category of those that are lacking appeasement and forgiveness. And there are five things. If someone does them, it's not going to be possible for him to do a complete repentance. Why? Because there are sins between one and his fellow, between interpersonal sins. He doesn't know the person that he sinned to, that he could return to him, or to ask him that he should pardon him. They are Aleph number one, a Makalas Rabbim. Someone curses the public. He didn't curse a specific person, that he could ask from him atonement. It's everyone. There's no way to get everyone. Base number two, b'chalikim ganav. Someone divides, he splits with a thief. Since he doesn't know who this guy stole from, it's just that this thief steals from the public and he brings it to Mulekech and he takes it. There's no way of repenting. But moreover, he's also supporting this thief and he's causing him to sin. Gimel number three, if someone finds a lost object, and he doesn't announce it until it can be returned to its owner, at a later point in time, because he has a tshuva and he's going to repent, in a deal of miyach, he's not going to know who to return it to. Dal number four, if someone eats the plunder from the poor, the orphans, and the widows, because these people are forlorn people. They're not known, they're not well recognized. These people are the forgotten ones, they travel from city to city, no one recognizes them. So that you can know from whom is this plunder and then you can return to him? No, no. Who's that guy? No one ever knows him ever again. Hey, number five, I'm a kabel sheikh lahatis din. If someone accepts bribery to tilt the judgment, any dan hechen hegea to yizay, he doesn't know how far reaching is this influence, but kamu koichen, how powerful it is, kadeshiach, that he could repent. Shadab yishul reklaim, because there are indicating features over here that he thinks that he did the right thing, and how will he ever be awakened to repent when he doesn't realize how much it really influenced him? He's also strengthening the one who bribes. Umachti is causing him to sin. Lacha Dalad, regarding certain things that it appears like as if he didn't sin. And also it's ma'akav tshuva. And there are from this five things, that if someone does them, a person is not presumed to repent from them. These are very lax things in the eyes of most people. But then it comes that he'll sin. He's going to imagine that he didn't sin. They are Aleph number one. Someone eats from a meal that's not sufficient for the people, for the hosts that are hosting him. It's like the dust of robbery. He's going to imagine he didn't sin. He's going to say, did I eat anything but with his invitation? But that's a sin because you shouldn't be eating from people that cannot afford that. Base number two, if someone utilizes the collateral, the security that he has of a poor person, because when you take security from a pauper, all the types of things he'll give for security for a loan is going kardim and machreshes, like an axe and like a plow. The unbeliever is going to say to him in his heart, it doesn't ruin it when I use it, but I didn't rob from him, which that is wrong. Gimel number three, if someone gazes at forbidden images of immorality, he's going to entertain and say, there's nothing here. Shemir says, did I have relations with anyone? Did I come close to her? He doesn't know that the vision of one's eyes is a great sin. Because that's what causes to the actual the sins of our eyes themselves. Shlomik says, the Pasuk Bamidbar, don't stray after your hearts and after your eyes. Dal number four, I'm a scabbard beklon chaver. If someone prides himself in the shame of another person, he says to himself in his heart, he didn't sin. If he's in chaver, his friend's not standing over there, but like he didn't get shame from this. Like Bisha, and he didn't shame him. All he did is that he evaluated his good actions and his wisdom in relation to his friend's actions and his wisdom. Just that, so he can infer, oh, he's the honorable one. And his friend is the degraded one. That is sinful. even though to most people it doesn't seem like that. Hey, number five, someone suspects an upstanding person. And to his heart, that's not a sin. Because he says, what did I do to him? All he had was a suspicion. Maybe he didn't. Wayne Day doesn't know. That is a sin. That in his thoughts, he placed a righteous person as if he's a sinner. That itself is sinful, and therefore, a person is not usually going to repent from these things because he doesn't think it's sinful. Halacha hey, regarding bad characteristics, that is also very difficult to separate from. And from them, there's five things. If someone does them, he's always going to be drawn after them. It's very hard to separate from them. And therefore, a person has to be very careful of them because he might become connected to them. And these are very terrible characteristics. They are rechilas, slander, which is goes and says what he heard from one person about another person somewhere else. Saying something negative about someone else. Ubalchema is someone who has anger. Uva machshavara is someone who has bad thoughts to harm people. And mischabal rasha is someone who connects himself to the wicked people. Nishu limim maisa, because he learns from their actions. Vem nirshom beliba, and it makes a mark on his heart. Husha omar shlemi, this is what shlemi says in mishli, b'roya kasilim, someone who sheb, who grazes with the fools, yiroya will become bad himself. Kvarbiyan b'hilchas deis, already explained in the halachas of character development, the things that a person has to always conduct himself with, and kabochemel b'atshuva, all the more so, someone who's repenting for sure has to conduct himself in those ways. So kol ela dvarim makayitzvim, all these things and similar types of things, which we said these 24 things. Ava bishama akav mesat shuva, although we said that yes, in different ways they will prevent a person from repenting. Ein ma'id ma'isa, it will not hold them back. It will make it maybe Hashem will not give them the opportunity. The doors will be locked. But if a person does repent from even these 24 things, hadiz about tshuva, he's considered a penitent, and he has a portion in the world to come.